love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. So much to get into on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Holy cow, man. When we talk about a crazy weekend of sports, whether it's boxing, whether it's baseball, whether it's NCAA basketball, NBA basketball, NHL hockey, I cannot tell you a busier weekend in sports than this one. And I forgot to mention the XFL, for crying out loud. We had a major heavyweight championship bout last night. Mike Wilson and Tyson Fury absolutely opened up a can of whoop-ass on my man Wilder. Holy cow, brother, what a fight.
Yeah, it was a good fight. I don't think that you could qualify it as a great fight. It was a great fight for Fury, but once that blood started coming from his ear, from Wilder's ear, it was over because the equilibrium was gone, man. But it was certainly entertaining.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we certainly have a ton of things to dive into today. On the other side, we will definitely hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We got to talk to him about some things going on in the NHL. My man Ovechkin finally gets 700 goals. We also got to get to talking to him about Major League Baseball because spring training is actually here. It's starting, and we can maybe start to move on from the sign-stealing scandal. Maybe not. We'll see. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. We are just getting loose. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home. And make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Oshie, he'll take it to the outskirts. Lay it back for Carlson. To the flank again, this time Kuznetsov. Picked up by Ian Cole. Carlson, Ovechkin, shot, scores! Alex Ovechkin is back two tonight. This one on the power play. The Capitals with a 3-1 lead. With a shot wide of Bobrovsky, left to the side of the goal, Bjorkstrand. Finished hard by Ovechkin. Now Tom Wilson looks around. In the high slot, Kuznetsov to the outside. They send it back. It's Orpik. His shot. What? They score! Alexander Ovechkin got to it. He, along with Tom Wilson, out in front. And Washington, with 7:10 left in the second, has a 2-1 lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Wow. Got to give it up for my man Alex Ovechkin. 700 goals. That is unbelievable. But if I'm not mistaken, I think he needs another, like, almost 200. I'm going to say, like, 194 to reach the main man, Wayne Gretzky, obviously the great one. We have this guy, the great eight, and now we have him chasing the great one. So if I'm not mistaken, I still think he has a lot of work to be done. But with that being said, does he have a legitimate chance to get Gretzky's goal record? And to answer that question and a whole heck of a lot more about the NHL, we now welcome in John Poulter, our professor of sports. Good morning, John.
Morning, Andy. How are you this morning?
Can't complain. Obviously, a little bit of rain in the Valley of the Sun for us yesterday, but quite frankly, man, we kind of needed it, so it's okay. I'm all right. I didn't get out on the tennis courts and do what I normally do, but I did watch a ton of sports. And you know what? I couldn't ask for a better day to have rain because we had a ton of great stuff happening in the sports world yesterday, John.
Yes, we did, and the highlights that were played before this segment about Ovechkin obviously was one of them. Goal number 700, the eighth player in NHL history to get there, the second youngest behind Wayne Gretzky, the first Russian to score 700 goals. You asked the question, could he beat Gretzky's record? And yeah, I think to your point, there's a lot of work to be done. He could get there. Based on what he's been doing over the last four or five seasons, he'd need about four and a half seasons, healthy seasons, to get that 894th goal, which would tie him with Gretzky. he's been averaging 46 or 47 the last 5 years. So clearly he's got an opportunity, and ironically, if he was to do that by the time he was age 38, he would match Gretzky in that regard, because Gretzky retired when he was 38 years old. So the stars are lining up pretty well there. He's got the advantage of playing on a good team in a time when there's goals being scored. And, he has got an outside chance, but he has to stay healthy and he has to keep playing well, and his team has to keep playing well.
John, good morning. This is Mike. You take every week we talk about the standings and where the leaders are and those kind of things. Are you seeing anything that catches your eye in terms of these teams even playing better hockey than they were last week, or they're starting to fade a little bit?
Yeah, a couple of things, Mike. First of all, good morning. Always great to chat with you. That Metropolitan Division has kind of turned itself a little bit upside down in the last 7 days. The Capitals and the Penguins now both tied at 80 points. We've seen the Capitals have a pretty good lead for most of the season, but they've lost four in a row. All of a sudden, they find themselves tied with Pittsburgh. Tampa's starting to play the type of hockey that we all thought they could play in the early part of the season, but they hadn't shown us, and all of a sudden, they're now in second place, 5 points behind the Boston Bruins in the Atlantic Division. Bruins continue to play solid hockey. It seems that, year after year after year, they do this and get themselves into a pretty good spot come playoff time. Perhaps the biggest surprise in recent weeks in terms of performance might be the New York Rangers. All of a sudden, they find themselves on the outside of the wild card playoff spots. They've had a great last 10 games, going 8-2, and find themselves only 4 points out of that second wild card spot. New York Islanders, Carolina, and Columbus all tied ahead of them with 74 points. The Rangers with 70. And all the teams have played around 61 or 62 games. So Rangers need to continue to play well. Do I think they can do it? No. But I think they've shown that they're a much better team than we all gave them credit for earlier in the season.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us talking NHL hockey at this moment. And, John, I want you to obviously share the story about the emergency goalie, because obviously it's become – he's become a social media hero, so I want you to spill the beans on this.
Yeah, pretty interesting story. First of all, a little background. Goaltending, obviously, a very specialized position, and every sport has a specialized position, pitchers and catchers in baseball, quarterbacks in football, but goaltenders in hockey are a little bit different. If a quarterbacks get hurt in an NFL game, there's usually somebody, a wide receiver, a defensive back, that's played quarterback in high school or college, so he slides in. In baseball, everybody's been a pitcher at some point in time, and most guys are willing to try catching if it means getting into the game. So those situations are a little bit different, but hockey goaltenders are a breed apart, and NHL rules require each team, when they are the home team, to provide an available substitute emergency backup goalie. And this can be anybody that's a practice goalie, a guy that plays in a recreational league or a beer league, or it can be a junior goalie, basically anybody that's a qualified goaltender. And his job is to sit in the stands, and if either team requires to get down to their third goaltender through illness or injury, he has to go in. And last night, a gentleman by the name of David Ayers, whose full-time job is to be the maintenance man and the Zamboni driver at the Coca-Cola Coliseum, which is where the American Hockey League team in Toronto plays, he got called upon to jump into the game about halfway through the second period because the two Carolina goaltenders had been hurt. He came in, first two shots he let in, and it didn't look very good. But all of a sudden, this guy started stopping everything, and Carolina rallied around him, and they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. So here's a guy that's a Maple Leaf fan. He was wearing a Maple Leaf Toronto Marley mask, actually, Toronto Marley goal pads, Maple Leaf T-shirt under his Carolina Hurricanes outer shirt, walks away with his first NHL game, his first NHL win. He was voted the first star of the game, and a story that he will live to tell forever. Here's a guy that's 42 years old, and the oldest rookie ever to break in the National Hockey League. So probably drove to the game thinking this was just another night where he got to sit and watch a hockey game, and all of a sudden he ends up playing almost half the game and basically being the star of the game. And, yes, he's become a social media icon here in Toronto. You go into any of the Canadian websites for the sports, and there are two or three various sports networks, and he's front and center. What a great story. This guy had some health issues about 15 years ago. He had some kidney issues. I think he had a kidney transplant. So clearly he's had his challenges maintaining his level to play at the in hockey. So I think it's just a great human interest story, and a little bit sad from the standpoint that he ended up letting in two goals right off the bat, and that was probably extremely nerve-wracking for him. But at the end of the day, it worked out well. You know, but it leads us to another thing, and, you know, there's a credibility issue here, and you have to wonder, I mean, this obviously this guy did his best when he went in and played for, quote, the opposition, being an employee of the Maple Leafs, but you have to wonder about the integrity of the game when it's the home team's responsibility to provide the backup goaltender. I got to think they're going to look at that, and maybe that person's going to become a league employee going forward, and therefore there'd be some impartiality if he had to get into a hockey game. But just a great story to watch unfold, and I'm glad you brought it up because it was something I was going to share anyway.
Amazing story, to be honest with you. And that, you know what, hey, that when we talk about dreams, like this was this guy's dream. And you know what, it took 42 years for his dream to actually play out. And then, like you said, it started out like a nightmare, but it finished just like that dream. So it's unbelievable, man. What a story. All right, so we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue with our professor of sports, John Poulter, because we got to talk a little baseball, obviously. The boys of summer have come. They've reported. Games have started. Well, kind of. Sort of they've started because they got rained out here in Arizona, but I know they started in Florida. Anyways, we'll get back at it in just a few. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, John Poulter, and me, Andy Dorf. We'll all be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher that came out talking about it, and let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it? Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, nah. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean?
This is Dorf on Sports.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
All righty, Big Poppy. I know exactly what you mean, brother. I totally get what you're saying. But I think that a whole bunch of people in the world think that you are just flat out crazy with what you're saying in general. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to talk about in Major League Baseball. And quite frankly, I'm sorry, but we got to start with the mess that is the scandal of the sign-stealing scandal of the Houston Astros. Still getting backlash from that, and rightfully so. Fans heckling the Astros at their home at the opener. From the signs, obviously, this is going to be something that honestly haunts Major League Baseball all year long. I'm sorry, but I'm coming out and saying it very early because everybody in Major League Baseball is pissed off about this whole situation. And here's my point on Big Poppy. I guess what I'm saying about Big Poppy is why in the world is Big Poppy talking at all? Because if he's talking about being snitches, then he kind of looks just as bad, if you get where I'm going with this, but because of the things that have happened with him in his career. So I guess what I'm trying to say is you can't throw things at people if you have yourself wounds or things that have been opened up about you in the past. So how does a guy like Big Poppy even open his mouth in general, I guess, is the real question. But John Poulter, I'm going to go to you first about this. Again, this mess is not going anywhere, and I think it lingers, and I think it leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth all season long. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's going to be the talking point of the season. We talked about this last week a little bit when I expressed my concern that we're going to start seeing guys get thrown at and potentially somebody badly hurt or perhaps even worse. Baseball's got to step in if there's any sign of that happening and stopping it. In terms of Big Poppy, probably the wrong guy to make that comment. I assume that he's speaking about Mike Fiers, and I've made this comment myself several times when we've had these conversations. Where was Mike Fiers when this was going on? I mean, if he was such a righteous individual and it was cheating, why didn't he stand up? But obviously he wanted to win a World Series championship. I often wonder what might have happened if he'd have even said a word, if he'd been re-signed to a contract after that 2017 season. Unfortunately, we will never know. He's the only guy that can answer that question, but the whole thing has become a mess. It's become a distraction. There's a very good interview on the MLB website with the 30 teams in 30 days segment, 10-minute chat with Dusty Baker around that whole situation and how difficult it is for him to come in and how he's dealing with it. I think he's dealing with it very professionally. He's obviously on a hot seat. He's been told that he has to control this, and I suspect that he's a little bit concerned about the integrity here as well. Perhaps this is now looking to be a very good choice in terms of Baker's hiring, but I agree with you. This is going to be a distraction all season long, and I think we're probably going to get very tired of it by June or July.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. And we're talking, obviously, about the sign-stealing scandal at this moment in time. And I just have a quick statement because of something that you said during your comment. And then, obviously, I want to throw it over to Mike. You said that Major League Baseball has to step in and handle this thing. I'm sorry, but Manfred he has completely dropped the ball on this deal. And unfortunately, he set the precedence where he's just going to let guys off. And you know what? I'm sorry, but that's going to piss people off, man. So unfortunately, once again, I got to say it, man. Major League Baseball is the root of their own problems. And once again, they are the root of this exact problem once again, because he had an opportunity to do something about it. But yet, what did he do? He said, give me all the goods, give me all the goods, and I'll let you off. Baseball repeatedly does this over and over and over. And again, it's going to bring me to this argument one more time. Where the hell is Pete Rose? I'm sorry, but you know what? We live in this society today where all we do is forgive and forget and let guys get away with stuff. But yet we're holding Pete Rose, man. I don't get it. I just don't freaking get it. Go ahead, Mike, before I lose myself here, guys.
No, I totally agree with you with this. I mean, baseball always seems to step on themselves when it comes to this stuff. But, you know, John, you made the comment about, you know, baseball is going to have to step in. They're going to have to step in with heightened security, because evidently, you know, there's Astros that, the players, families are being targeted. So you think baseball is going to have to really step up their security game for the team in general?
It wouldn't surprise me at all, Mike. You know, it's a sad situation, because some of these poor guys that are going to get thrown at were either not guilty or not even with the team in 2017. They're guilty of wearing the same uniform 3 years later, and that's hardly fair either. I'm concerned that somebody is going to get badly hurt, or even worse, and that's at the point where baseball has to step in and stop this kind of nonsense. How you police it is another question. I mean, clearly they haven't done a very good job in policing their game so far. What disappointed me the most about this was that the players were the ones that benefited, if in fact this was going on, and it seems that it was. Why weren't any of the players penalized? Because it was the players that knew what was coming and therefore had a better chance of making the hits. I agree with punishing the management. I agree with punishing the ownership. I agree with punishing the team, because it happened under their watch. But at the end of the day, the people that benefited from this, to your point, have walked away. And I think that's the mistake that baseball made, nothing else.
All righty. So, I just think that the unwritten rules of baseball need to be reevaluated, I guess, is what I'm really trying to say. And look, I understand that we're always – here's where I am on this, guys. We're always trying to gain a competitive edge. That's human nature, okay? I get it. But that comes with a caveat. I'm sorry, it does. It comes with a caveat, because there is a certain amount of cheating that we will allow and we accept. But then once you cross a certain line, that's when we have a problem with it. And quite frankly, there's something wrong with that in general. And I think that goes to the unwritten rules of baseball. So quite frankly, they got to get rid of the unwritten rules of baseball, and they're not going to do that. I'm sorry, but it's just not happening. So I guess we got to move on, and we got to talk about what will happen on the field. John, obviously spring training is here. I'm assuming you'll be out here relatively soon, so I look forward to that. But tell us what we have to look forward to now that baseball is here, and hopefully people can kind of forget about the sign-stealing scandal.
Well, baseball did start yesterday. I know there was some rainouts in Arizona. I think there were a couple of games played in Arizona, but there were, I think, seven games played in Florida. So the East Coast obviously having a little bit better weather than the Valley of the Sun, but obviously, very early, we're seeing pitchers pitch an inning, maybe two innings. We're seeing the starters play one inning, maybe two, maybe even three in some cases. We're seeing a lot of the kids playing that we know are not going to make the team at the end of spring training. So I think a couple of weeks down the road is when it's going to get a lot more interesting. You know, we're starting to see things like 8-8 ties yesterday between the Phillies and the Tigers. A couple of other games that were fairly one-sided. The Braves, I think, beat the Orioles quite handily. Blue Jays and the Yankees were playing, and the interesting thing there was the winning pitcher in that game was a guy named Cole. And if you didn't know anything about the game or hadn't seen the game, you'd think that that meant that the Yankees had won and scored a run and early in the game, and Garrett Cole was there. But actually, the winner was a guy by the name of A.J. Cole, who actually was pitching for the Blue Jays. So kind of coincidence that it happened that way. I think what we're going to see over the next month is some of the new guys trying to settle in, and you know, guys getting at bats with their new teams, sometimes in a new league, pitchers trying to get themselves back in, a couple of guys trying to come back and prove themselves. Felix Hernandez pitched for the Braves yesterday. He's on a one-year contract. I believe it's a minor league contract with an invite to spring training. I don't think he's guaranteed to make the 25-man or 26-man roster now. I think those are the kinds of things that we'd like to keep an eye on, and that's what spring training is all about.
I agree, man. You can go get very close to the players. You can enjoy the time. When are you coming out here, John?
I will be there April 4th.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be getting together very soon. I look forward to it, John. As
likewise.
Always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaks down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball for us, does a great job, and that's why we have him each and every week. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. On the other side, I'm going to have my man, Luis Rodriguez, going to tell us about something called Greatness TV. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. You know, it's wrong. They're messing with people's careers. You know, I know we're all competitive and we're out there competing, but there's right ways to do it and wrong ways to do it. And, I 100% disagree with the way they did it. You know, there's a lot of people that were hurt by it.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always get at us a couple of different ways. You have to do this today. I haven't thrown those out there. For Mike on Twitter, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. But, Mike, I think I told you something about this, that we were going to do this today. We're going to talk to my good buddy Luis Rodriguez about Greatness TV. But before we do that, first let's just welcome Luis in, and then we got to talk a little bit about the fight because I know all three of us watched it. So, Luis, welcome to the program, man. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. I know you watched the fight last night, and you and I, we talked a little bit about it before, obviously, it all went down, and both of us, I don't want to toot our own horn or anything, but both of us like Tyson Fury to get the job done, and quite frankly, I felt like the guy was just too skilled and too much of a better boxer than Wilder, and it really did play out that way. When you knock a guy down twice, you finish the job in seven rounds, obviously a TKO is the decision. What did you see from Fury, and what did you see from Wilder?
I think Fury off the bat came Luis? Tough, you know. And can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can
go ahead, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think Fury came tough every round. He wore Wilder out from the beginning. His weight overpowered Wilder. He did a phenomenal job. He looked good.
I agree. I agree. Mike, jump in.
No, I was going to agree with everybody here. I mean, I certainly thought going in that Fury was the better boxer. He was the better skilled. And probably he had boxed against, you know, some better competition. I mean, he took the title from Klitschko, and Klitschko had ruled the heavyweight division for like 10 years. So he had some signature wins, and it was apparent from the jump that, you know, look, Fury was moving forward and going and attacking Wilder, and Wilder was the one backing up. And then, quite simply, once Fury landed that punch that got Wilder's ear bleeding and the eardrum probably more than likely busted and the equilibrium went for Wilder, I mean, it was a matter of time. I'm just surprised that they let the fight go the seventh round, to be quite honest with everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Luis, jump in. At the end of the...
I seen that ear bleeding early. I thought it was bad. Yeah, but it was a good stoppage by the corner, actually, because the corner threw the towel in.
And then it was interesting because you heard Wilder say he was a little disappointed that his corner threw the towel in. So a little bit of difference of opinion probably. But again, their job is to protect their fighter, man. He's right. Got to live to get back in there and do this once again. And right. Obviously, as a fighter, you want to be out there and you want to battle it out and you think you can still win this thing. But truth be told, Tyson Fury, he was the better man, the bigger man, the better man, and quite frankly, the better boxer, just more skilled if you ask me. All right, so let us know about a little bit about what you do, Luis. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I started this company about six years ago. We've been working our way up. We have over 3,000 channels. 3,000 channels, there's Mexican channels, there's Canadian channels, UK channels, and it's all categorized, every sport. So we're in a sports station right now, every sport on there, Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, you name it, golf, you name the sport, is on there, all categorized. Every pay-per-view event, you'll get it.
So any sporting event, anywhere in the world, anytime, you can get it. And obviously we're talking about television. So what is your product called?
My product is called Greatness TV. You can find me at Instagram at greatness_TV. Facebook, you can find me at Greatness1 or Greatness. I get it all.
Okay, and I'm looking, and I happen to be looking at your Instagram right now. It is greatness_TV, just the way it sounds, just the way it's spelled. No misunderstandings there. It's greatness, the word greatness, no tricks, _TV. You'll find my man Luis, and obviously he'll hook you up with a great package. He's got unbelievable deals too. So it's all you got to do is talk to you, right? They just got to give either just find you on Instagram, shoot you a message, reach out to you. You will get back to them, correct?
Find me on Instagram, greatness_TV. You can text me, 917-830-8949. I'm here.
Say it one more time. Say that one more time.
I'm here to save you money. 917-830-8949.
830-8489, people.
Right.
All righty, my man. Hey, Luis, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out with us today, and obviously continue watching sports, and we'll continue to talk to you a little bit, obviously, when things happen in the sports world, and that's pretty much every single week. So I would say keep your ears on and be ready to rock and roll and talk some sports with us every now and then.
Guys, I appreciate it.
All righty, Luis, have a great day, my man. So check him out, Greatness TV on Instagram, everybody. Luis, obviously a friend of the program, a friend of the Dorf on Sports Show. And you know what? It's pretty cool, Mike, when you think about it, man, just sports in general, how it all works. It just brings people together. And quite frankly, Luis just happened to reach out to me on social media. Speaking of social media, he reached out to me on social media. That's how we kind of connected. And I liked his idea of what he's doing. So why not help a brother out, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what you and I are all about, is just helping people out, whether it's, you know, with their own business, you know, or just, you know, getting on the radio and sharing their thoughts and opinions, or just doing something in community. I mean, that's what you and I are about, Dorf. I mean, make no mistake about that.
Hey, speaking of community, brother, what a great segue, man. I thought that I was I thought I heard something really wild from Joel Embiid about the greatest player in the world is going to be playing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Saturday. And he wasn't talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was talking about himself. I honestly can't believe it. And then the game took place, and then the real greatest player in the world actually took over. And you know what? The Milwaukee Bucks did once again what they do pretty much all season long. They dominate the Philadelphia 76ers, 119-98, 31-17-8 for my man Giannis, 17-11 for Joel Embiid. I guess it's pretty obvious who the better player is, Mike Wilson.
There is absolutely no doubt who the better player was. And until Embiid figures out that he can be one of the most dominant big men of this era and play like it, he ain't going to do diddly squat, because he's just soft. If he's going to shoot it from the outside, I'm going to let him shoot it, because, you know, that makes it easier for the defense. You don't have to double or even triple team him. To me, he's just soft right now, and he's all talk. He hasn't done squat. He hasn't won squat. And so, you know, making these comments about, you know, the best player is going to be playing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, the best player was playing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you fool. Yeah, and it's Giannis, the reigning MVP. He's going to just take you to school every time he plays you, Embiid. So you got to step up your game or just get out of the way, because the Bucks are coming, and the Bucks more than likely win the East.
I'm telling you right now, I think Toronto is obviously their biggest cause for concern at this point. Let me just throw this at you, Mike Wilson. 5-for-18 shooting last night, Joel Embiid. 11-44 in his last two games against the Milwaukee Bucks. I think he struggles against the Milwaukee Bucks, and here's the reason why. The Milwaukee Bucks don't even have to put Giannis Antetokounmpo on this guy. They put the Lopez brothers on this guy, and you know what? Those guys still can play really good post-defense, and I think that that is the difference with the Milwaukee Bucks this year a little bit. Is defensively, they're even better, man. And you got to like the interior defense. You got to like the way that they close out to shooters. DiVincenzo, holy cow, man. That dude has really, really grown his game. He learned a lot down in the G League, and this season has really, really come into his own. I really like the additions of Marvin Williams coming in. I think he's just another guy that just knows his role really well. Middleton is coming into his own. That guy's a star, man. I'm sorry, but say what you want. Chris Middleton is a star. He's a guy that averages 20 points, 90% free throws, 50% shooting, and 40% from three-point land. Like, that's ridiculous, my friend. So his game has gotten better since Malcolm Brogdon left, and I think that there was a little transition for the Bucks, man. Even though they were winning games, I think it took time for guys to really understand their role a little bit, Mike, and now everybody is really stepping up, and you know what? They just kill you in every single way, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks have what a lot of teams would love to have, and this is, you know, you would agree, this is a great problem to have. They got depth. And to win an NBA championship, you know, you need nine guys. I mean, they got nine guys. They probably have 12 guys that could get some playing time out there. And, you know, we were talking about Embiid and how Giannis just kind of took him to school last night. I mean, look, I mean, that's how you play Embiid. You kind of do a Tyson Fury. You just get those heavier guys, the Lopez brothers, leaning on him, pushing him, playing physical, and Embiid will just fold like a deck of cards. But like you said, with your Milwaukee Bucks, man, they got shooters, they got role players that understand their role. They're led by a superstar, and I think, you know, there's also this faction of NBA people that don't, and you brought it up, that don't give Chris Middleton the just due that he deserves in terms of what he does for that team and his role on the team. I mean, the guy's an all-star. He can shoot it from the outside. He can do the mid-range game. He can even take it to the rack. So I think as Giannis goes and Middleton goes, the Milwaukee Bucks will go.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he is an amazing talent. Look, at the end of the day, this Milwaukee Bucks team is exceptional. And I got to throw this out there because, quite frankly, he's probably listening. My brother, man, he checks us out on Sirius XM Channel 211. We appreciate all you people that check us out all over the globe, man, because obviously we're global and we love that fact. So, look, Johnny D, let me say this to you. Let me say this to Milwaukee Buck fans that JV, I'm throwing you in there too. My boy Barry, I'm going to throw all you guys under the bus right now. All you guys used to hate my man Eric Bledsoe. Look at what that guy is doing. I'm sorry, but E. Bled is a very big part of what Milwaukee does. And ultimately, man, again, I'm going to say this one more time, and hopefully all you people understand this a little bit. Roles take time to understand. Roles take time to figure out. And when you have a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo who can do everything for you, all these other guys have to do is get in their spot, man. Like DiVincenzo, sit on the three-point line. Chris Middleton, sit on the three-point line. Eric Bledsoe, distribute the rock. Bro, the Milwaukee Bucks are freaking amazing, man. I can't believe it. I know I'm from the great state. I don't want to sound like a homer, but, dude, they are unbelievable. I know we got to take a break. We'll do it. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
In a tie game with 23 seconds to play, Bucks have 10 to shoot. Lopez, top of the circle. Hand off to Middleton. Bledsoe, baseline dart. Out to the... Nope, Bledsoe to Lopez. Double clutch, short. Lopez battling for the rebound. Tipped out, taken. This is Middleton. 6 seconds to play. Shot good! Top of the key! That's a three. 116-113 Bucks.
Tired of hearing him berate them. Oh,
Chris Middleton.
Somebody else got berated on that finish by Chris Middleton.
Wow.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final segment of this hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us in a couple of different ways on Twitter. Follow us. Check us out there. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Obviously, we want to thank John Poulter for joining us here in hour number one. Also want to thank Luis Rodriguez from Greatness TV for joining us. Scott does a great job with all the clips. We love that stuff. Hour number two, man, is just going to be power-packed, Mike, if you didn't know. Like, you don't know. You already know this, but I'm going to remind you one more time. Super power-packed. We're going to hook up with our good friend Brett Boone to talk about, obviously, what's going on with the Major League Baseball scandal, and then hopefully we can break that and get into some of what we might see on the field this year. But if you don't remember this guy, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Look, he's a third-generation professional athlete, man. You don't know who the Boons are, then you don't know anything about sports. But quite frankly, an awesome hour. And we didn't even get into Kansas and Baylor, number one and number three. Kansas beats Baylor at Baylor. We didn't get into San Diego State going down for the first time. So believe me, Mike Wilson, a ton of things to talk about still, my friend.
Oh, yeah, we got a ton of stuff to talk about, especially in college basketball, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, ASU right here in our backyard, man, those guys are on a serious hot streak. So we'll get into that and a whole heck of a lot more. Keep it close, everybody. Hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses, cementing his status as the current Democrats' national frontrunner, but escalating tensions over whether he's too liberal to defeat Donald Trump. This from Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
And I congratulate Senator Sanders on a strong showing today, knowing that we celebrate many of the same ideals. But before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders in our one shot to take on this president, let us take a sober look at what is at stake for our party, for our values, and for those with the most to lose.
As Sanders celebrated, Joe Biden was barely in second place ahead of Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. They were all seeking any possible momentum heading into South Carolina and then Super Tuesday on March 3rd. After the win, Sanders left to campaign in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash on average in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A court temporarily blocked the U.S. government from sending over 50 people infected with the new virus from China to a Southern California city for quarantine after local officials argued the plan lacked details on how the community would be protected from the outbreak. A federal judge issued a temporary restraining order to halt the transportation of anyone who was tested positive for the new coronavirus to Costa Mesa. U.S. District Judge Josephine L. Stanton scheduled a new hearing on the issue tomorrow. A person was struck and killed by a Mardi Gras float during a raucous Saturday evening parade in New Orleans, the second person in days killed along a parade route. Nola Reddy said the remainder of the parade was scrapped on Saturday evening. New Orleans police say first responders swiftly converged on the site, tweeting out calls for crowds to avoid the area. The fatality came as New Orleans was still mourning the death of a 58-year-old woman who witnesses said was run over by a parade float Wednesday night in the run-up to the Fat Tuesday finale. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wells Fargo will pay $3 billion in penalties to resolve a long-running investigation into customer abuses that ran unchecked for more than a dozen years, costing the bank's customers millions of dollars. The much-awaited settlement between the bank and the Department of Justice is the largest yet in a slew of scandals that cost two Wells Fargo CEOs their jobs and generated billions of dollars in operating losses related to legal costs and government fines and settlements across all 50 states. State attorney generals are finding a national settlement over the toll of opioids to be elusive as numerous lawyers for state and local governments are renewing public criticism over the proposed deal with a group of companies led by the nation's largest drug distributors. Initially, they said the deal would be worth about $48 billion in cash, treatment, and drugs, as well as services over time. The attorneys are now speaking up as the push continues to reach a deal with a trial over opioids scheduled to start in New York. Patrick Morrissey, the attorney general in West Virginia, one of the state's largest hit by the opioid crisis, said the $22 billion in cash being offered to their state by distributors AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, plus drug maker Johnson & Johnson, is way too low. Prescription and illicit painkillers have been linked to more than 450,000 deaths in the United States over the past 20 years. They've created financial burdens for families who have lost incomes and government who have seen public service expenses rise as they continue to deal with the crisis.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports writing program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. So much to get into in this hour. Holy man. Wow, what a weekend of sports, people. Are you kidding me? From boxing to basketball to baseball to still having football. Yep, that's right. That's right, everybody. Welcome in, man, oh, man. Another day to talk about the sports world. Mike Wilson, how you doing, brother?
Look, I'm doing great, and hopefully we can get in some college basketball talk because things are starting to get interesting. Conference tournament, the big dance, undefeateds are going down, upsets can abound here, so hopefully we can get some college basketball talk in.
We will definitely get some college basketball in just for you, my man, and especially because your Oregon State Beavers went down to the Devils Saturday night in Tempe. It was a good game, to be honest with you. I'm kind of shocked and surprised, but there were a lot of good games, like you said. You had that Baylor-Kansas game. Kansas lived up to the hype, and Azubuika was fantastic, man. That guy was great, so... Great player from Udoka, whatever his name is. The guy was fantastic, flat out fantastic. And the Jayhawks may have a push in them. We'll see. Baylor, we'll see. I don't know about Baylor. I'm kind of down on them. Anyways, on the other side, Brett Boone to talk about Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together?
but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 toward your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
That one's drilled deep to right. There it goes! See ya! A three-run home run for Walker, and the Yankees take the lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to dive into in the sports world. We are now going to get back into some Major League Baseball. And to do that with us, none other than Brett Boone. You may remember this guy. He's a three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. And you may be even seeing him on the Major League Baseball Network these days. Good morning, Brett, or good afternoon. How you doing, my friend?
Morning, guys. Doing well.
Been a moment. Been a little bit of time, and ever since we've talked, you're now, your face is on Major League Baseball Network, and you're kind of all over the map. I love it, my friend. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, we've been traveling a little bit, doing some shows, and you know, hopefully you'll be seeing a lot more as the season goes on.
Alrighty, so we've got to discuss the elephant in the room, don't we, my friend?
What is that? What is that? Are you putting me on the hot spot early? Trying to get me in trouble?
I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I just want to get your opinion, and you can be as politically correct about this as you want to be, my friend. But if there's one thing I know about you, you don't hold back, and you let me know what you're thinking and what's on your mind. And quite frankly, you being a former ball player, we all know that baseball is a little iffy in the sense of trying to gain a competitive advantage. But to me, sure, that's where the gray area is. What the hell is a competitive advantage these days? Because stealing signs has always been a part of the game. And so now that they changed the level of stealing signs, that's where people have an issue or a problem with it. So you being a former player, we all know about gamesmanship. How much of this is gamesmanship and how much of this is cheating in your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, I've been listening to this and I think as a community, a baseball community, we've never been faced with this high level of, like you said, gaining leverage or gaining an edge. You know, in my day, we had flip phones, and there were no, you know, there was no technology helping us, you know, but the gamesmanship is definitely there. It's always been there since the beginning, since this, you know, it's been there for 100 years. And, I tried to steal signs like everybody tried to steal signs, but it was always the human element. You know, if that catcher got lazy and opened his legs too much and I could peek in from first base when I was taking my lead, I would use that as an advantage. If I got a sign relayed to me from second base because we deciphered their code, you know, from a catcher-pitcher standpoint, we used that. But that was the human element. If somebody, you know, could translate my signs with my shortstop, that's part of the game. Now, that being said, there was also a consequence in that cat and mouse. If I caught you relaying a sign from second base, you know what's coming, and vice versa. If I was caught relaying a sign, I knew there was going to be some payback, and that goes with the territory. I have a lot of different takes on this, and I've been going over it, and I've been hearing people comment, and you know, from fans to current players to ex-players, and I'm somewhere kind of in the middle on it. I think first and foremost, I think Major League Baseball has done an absolutely horrible job from a PR standpoint, how they've handled it. I completely understand the union side. I understand Tony Clark and in the beginning what he was trying to accomplish. His job, first and foremost, is to protect the player. I played against Tony Clark. He's a good man. When I was in the game, Donald Fear was the head of the union, and his job first and foremost was to protect the player at all costs. So I understand Tony's take. I understand Rob Manfred and what he tried to do, and they brokered this deal. They got immunity for the players because they wanted to get to the bottom of it. I understand all that. I don't think it's come out the way they want to. Also, that being said, I think the Houston Astros have done a horrific job on how they portrayed it. Obviously, there's managers, high-profile managers in the game walking away from the game, resigning, parting ways peacefully. Obviously, they've got them dead to rights on what happened. The problem I have is coming out with a strong opinion or that's not completely fact-based. We have an idea of what happened. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. But until I have the facts in front of me that I can go over to see the severity of what went on, I have a tough time going to the mat when I don't have all the facts. You know, there's a conspiracy that Altuve had something under his jersey. They're using beepers. Now, if that's the case, that's hell to pay for a player, and I think they should be really punished. But I don't know that for a fact. Until I know that, I kind of want to be restrained on how I come at this. I completely understand the fan side, and now being a fan removed from the game, they're pissed off, and they want to know what happened. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that feel they were cheated, you know, by the Houston Astros. In that same breath, we got to take a step back until we get all the facts. I think the thing that bothers me about it is I didn't, you know, I look. I just think as a Major League Baseball player, and especially in today's economic times, when you sign that contract, this isn't preschool. This is Major League Baseball. And there's a lot that comes with that. There's a lot of onus. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with making this kind of money, being on this level. And it's called accountability. And if you're in a situation and, you know, obviously these Astros have gotten caught doing something, you know, what some say is pretty severe. Like I said, until we see the facts, I don't know exactly what happened. But I think you have a responsibility to step up to the mic, be a man, and own it. And you got to show some level of remorse to me as a fan watching you. You know, I'm a current player. I was in that clubhouse. I've been in Major League Baseball my whole life. So I understand the pressures and the gaining an edge. But even someone like me, I've got to see some remorse. I got to see you step up to the mic, not with note cards and not reading off a script, but generally telling me, hey, I'm sorry for what I did. And I've got to get back to the drawing board. I got to get with my team. We got to come together as a unit, and we got to go out there and kick ass. But I didn't see that in that press conference. I saw reading off a script, and I don't think a lot of people buy that. I don't think there was a level of sincerity that was acceptable from the public perspective. That's kind of my take on it thus far. And I think they got a problem on their hands because the blowback is so intense. You know, and yep. I don't know what you do at this point. You've given the players immunity, but the public outcry is pretty overwhelming. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the true answer is. Is it you just turn over all the evidence publicly and you know, white out the names because the immunity's been given? I don't know what the end game here is, but I think the public outcry right now is strong enough that they want to see more. And Houston's going to have a uphill battle this year. One thing I've seen in sports, there's a couple things. As a ex-player now, I know one thing. The only way you truly know exactly what was going on is if you're a current player in that clubhouse. That's the only way you can truly have your finger on the pulse of what's really going on. My experience, when I was a current player, if there was something going on, as a rule of thumb, it wasn't an isolated incident. So what I'm saying is, yeah, the Astros are the poster boys for this, but it's not that they're the only ones. That being said, they got caught. They're on the stage right now. They're on the hot spot. So I think something's got to happen. I don't know what the true answer to is that. And let me say one more thing. A tell to me that not too many people are talking about is is Beltran comes out. Beltran, a 19-year veteran, a great player, has been there, done that, been a lot of different places, been on a lot of different teams. I saw a quote, and I don't know if this is factual. I don't know what he said it, but it said when Beltran joined the Astros in 2017, he was quoted as saying, "I can't believe how far you guys are in the sign-stealing game."
Right.
That right there tells me wherever Beltran was coming from, the teams he had come from, this is going on widespread. And he is the one that brought it to the Astros. Now, the Astros, in my opinion, the last couple of years walking around, they're the best team in baseball, top to bottom. So, obviously, when you're the best, the focal point is going to be on you. But it tells me that this has been going on for a while, and it's been on the down low. But it's not just been the Astros. The Astros are the one that are just bearing this burden right now and are going to have to live with it and step up to the plate. And like I said, to the public, to players, to ex-players like me who are watching you pretty keenly, I got to see some remorse, and I haven't seen that to this point.
I think that's an excellent point. So well said. Hey, we've got to take a break. Do you mind hanging with us for a few more minutes and maybe we actually talk about what we might see on the field this year?
You got it.
Okay, sounds good. So let's do that, Scott. Why don't we take a little pause for the cause? We'll come back with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, and quite frankly, man, you said stuff so well just now. I am so glad that you came on and opened up to us about the sign-stealing scandal because, quite frankly, we all know about gamesmanship. We all know about gaining that competitive edge. But when you take it too far, you just take it too far. He's Brett Boone, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
What should have happened was, the commissioner vacated their championship, and then we move forward. And we don't have to worry about guys getting hit. We don't have to worry about anything. It's taken care of.
I just don't think it holds any value with, you know, you cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel is it wasn't earned. You know, it wasn't earned the the way of, you know, playing the game right and fighting till the end and knowing that, you know, we're competing, we're competitors. And the biggest thing about competition is laying it all out on the line, and, you know, whoever's the better player, better person, you know, comes out on top, you know, and, you know, you just lay it out there. And, you know, to know that another team had an advantage that, you know, nothing you can really guard against. That
this is Dorf on Sports.
This is sick to my stomach.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Drill deep to right field. There it goes! See ya! Three-run home run for Gregorius. 6-0 Yankees.
Stanton way back. How far is this one going to fly? It is a fair ball home run tape measure shot.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and yes, we're hanging out with former Major League Baseball second baseman Brett Boone. He is also a three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and quite frankly, even with all the scandal happening, obviously that's kind of lingering out there. I got to say it, man. There's nothing like when the boys of summer come back out and we get the spring training. You just get that fresh air, and it's right in our backyard here, right in Arizona. So I got to say, I'm extremely excited for the season and what's to come from, obviously, this falling out of this terribleness. It's got to turn, and it has to wind up being something positive and something great about this season. Will there be more home runs hit this year? Who's going to have no hitters? You know what I'm saying, fellas. But, Mike, I want to give you an opportunity to ask Brett anything you want about the scandal before we do actually ask him about what we might see on the field in spring training and throughout the season. Go ahead, Mike.
Brett, once again, it's an honor to talk with you. I just remember you in Seattle. I'm a Portland guy, so just watching you play was always fun. The question I have is, you know, in terms of the, you know, you mentioned the blowback from the fans. You mentioned the blowback from the current players. What is Major League Baseball going to have to do in terms of, you know, if there's some pitchers that go headhunting, if there's fans that, they get out of line? What, in terms of security, punishment, all those kind of things, what do you think Major League Baseball is going to have to do?
Well, I think with you know, as far as security goes, I don't think we have to worry about that. I think MLB is as well equipped as any production, you know, on the planet as far as making a secure atmosphere when you go to the ball game. You know, the thing that mind boggles me, and I hate to date myself, you know, because I'm an ex-player. I'm not a current player. So, you know, and the game changes, and they can learn a lot from my generation, just like I learned from the generation before me, but I can also learn a lot from them. You know, you got to roll with the punches and change with the game, or the game will leave you behind. It's mind boggling to me as a current player. Of course, if I'm a current player, I'm going to ask for my take on the current situation. But the level of we're going to get them. I'm going to drill them. I don't get it. You know, I hear these pitchers coming out, and I hear the Bowers and the Clevengers just telling how outraged they are and how they're just going to, you know, just teach these Astros a lesson. If I'm a current player, I'm laughing at you, going, oh, okay, tough guy. You know, my take is, why would you put yourself in that position? There's enough pressure in this game, whatever team you're playing for, to bring more on you. You know, my take is kind of, hey, it's unfortunate what the Houston Astros were doing, and I'm glad Major League Baseball's investigating them, and hopefully the punishment fits the crime. But for me to put myself in the position that I'm going to be the enforcer, kind of as a player, I kind of look at you like, really, guy? You know, I'm from the school of you take care of business on the field. I'll get the facts, and the facts are going to come out. I said in the earlier segment, we as current player, well, I'm not a current player, but the current players are going to get the facts quicker than the rest of us. So they're going to know what goes on and take care of business on the field like you do. But to put a bullseye on your back because you're outspoken about this, and now they're going to be looking for that retribution, it's going to put the umpires in a real tough position. And it almost might benefit the Astros, because now anything close to them being hit, oh, you definitely were trying to hit them, when maybe you weren't trying to hit them. So that might backfire on all this vitriol coming from the players. If I'm a current player, I shut up and play, and I take care of business on the field, and whatever I feel is appropriate, and my pitching staff feels is appropriate. But to put the onus on my team because I'm going to be real outspoken, doesn't make sense to me, and that's just my take, my opinion. Everybody's not going to agree with that, but that's how I take it.
I like it.
As far as MLB, it's like, man, what a nightmare. I'm glad I don't have to make those decisions, because every Astros series now is going to be like a main event. Oh, what are we going to do? Who are we looking for? Are they trying to hit them on purpose? Are they not? You know, and the Astros, the way they're behaving, they brought this on themselves. So it's going to be a long season for them. I know one thing in sports that I've seen throughout my 50 years, and that's the only thing that makes things like this go away, is going out and winning. So if I'm an Astro player, you got to get there's 25 guys in that room. You're against the world right now. Everybody wants a piece of you. And the only way you shut them up is go out and win. Think about them this year in 2020 going in, still an unbelievably talented team, a great team. But you did. You lost the best pitcher in the world in Gerrit Cole. He's on a different team now. Verlander, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, isn't getting any younger. It's amazing what he's doing in his age to this point in the career he's had. And Greinke, you know, another guy. Great pitcher, great career. But he's on the backside. You know, these guys are getting older. So the 2019 team is definitely not the 2020 team. Most of the pieces are still in place. But for me, you take away the number one pitcher in the game, that's a big disadvantage. The press is going to be looking. Everybody's going to be looking to say, oh, the Astros didn't win 100 games. That's because they were cheating. Well, if you don't have Gerrit Cole and you've got an aging staff, that might have something to do with it, but everything's going to be on. Are you as good as you were last year? This cheating scandal, it's going to be held over their head, and that's a big thing to live up to, and we'll see what they got.
I totally agree with you. I think baseball obviously has a ton to answer to this year, and the Astros, everybody, everybody's eyes are on them. So I totally agree with you 100%. So let me ask you, what's the ceiling for the New York Yankees, my friend? Obviously, your brother's there. It's really near and dear to your heart. What's your ceiling for the New York Yankees before we let you run?
Shoot, I don't know. I don't talk. Aaron's close to the best. He doesn't tell me or Dad anything. You know, he's we have a conversations, and he's so I haven't talked to him for a couple of weeks. I look at them on paper, and if you look strictly potential, and this is the Aaron thing aside, you know, I'm proud of my brother. I think he's done a great job, but I just look at that lineup up and down. I look at that pitching staff and the potential, and you know, there's a lot of question marks. You know, it's pretty documented last year what they did with the amount of injuries and still overcame and won 100 games. Now imagine if you could keep that core healthy for a season, what are they capable of? I don't know, a little disappointing, to they open the spring training and all of a sudden I hear Paxton's out. You know, that's a huge part of the rotation. Now Severino, who missed most of last year, he's sidelined now indefinitely. I haven't talked to Aaron about this at all, so I don't know. I just look at it as a baseball guy and go, wow, that's two pretty good blows right out of spring training. They did it last year with the amount of injuries. I don't think you can expect, if you had those type of injuries again, to repeat like you did. On paper, everybody healthy. The sky's the limit for that team. It could be That could be one of the most dominating teams ever put together. You know, from the back end of that bullpen to the potential of that starting rotation, to the position players and the power they have on that team, to the deep bench. It could be one of the greatest teams ever on paper, but that's why we play the games.
Absolutely.
And, on paper sounds great. You got to go out there and do it.
We got to let you run, Brett. Awesome stuff. We're going to catch up with you from time to time throughout the year and wherever, man, because you're all over the place. But it is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll be right back.
I'll tell you, they were 5 outs away in the 8th inning, leading by 3 as Boone hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boone, a hero in Game 7.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Comes set. Here's the 2-1. And it's going to get away from Sanchez and go to the screen. Altuve will score on the wild pitch.
1-2. Ground ball left side. Bregman to his left. He grabs it. Throws on the move to first. A scoop by Gurriel on the low throw. And that is the ball game. The Houston Astros take a 2-1 lead in the American League Championship Series as they win game 3 by a final of 4-1.
It angers you. Especially from a guy who has played the game the right way his whole career. No shortcuts. I know how hard this game is. I know how hard preparing for this game is. And to see something like that, it's damaging to baseball.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I think it's damaging just in general, like to the world when you think about things. It's not only damaging in sports. I mean, think about what it makes people do outside of the sports world. So quite frankly, like Brett Boone said, people's lives and things have been changed from this. In a case, if you didn't miss that by some reason, if you weren't tuned into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with us just a moment ago, can always get that on iHeart, the podcast. Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner, was really candid about what he felt was going to be happening for the Astros all season long. And honestly, that's just stuff you're not going to get on most radio shows, people. So Dorf on Sports is bringing you the best of the best, and I've also got the best partner in the game too. His name is Mike Wilson. You can check him out on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. You can check out the Dorf Man at Dorf on Sports. And by the way, we are always live Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, like always, Dorf Man comes back to you late night style doing the Sports Overnight America weekend recap. And that starts for you at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we got you covered all day long. You name it, the Dorf Man's got you covered. So we love that. And speaking of that, Mike, we got to switch gears. We've been talking a lot about all the other sports. Like we talk boxing, we talk baseball. We have kind of we have somewhat, I don't know how, but we have deprived our love, our true passion, which is basketball, whether it's NBA or college hoops. We've kind of deprived it a little bit today. I know we talked a little basketball, but not enough, my friend. So you wanted to talk a little college hoops, didn't you? Where's your head at? Talk to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the only thing I was going to add to your little speech there was, hey, you know, if you want to become involved with us and discuss anything, go to our Facebook page at Dorf on Sports, man. We got a lot of interaction going on there as well. So, you know, it's all good with us. But, yeah, getting back to college basketball, Gonzaga goes down to BYU, undefeated San Diego State goes down to UNLV. The number one Baylor Bears, and I'm kind of with you on Baylor. I'm not completely sold that they were the number one team. I mean, certainly they're tournament worthy and they could get on a run. Anybody can get hot in the tournament, but, I'm not sold on them as much as other people. But yesterday had a lot of great games, a lot of fun games. The ASU game, yes, they beat my Oregon State Beavers. I was like slamming stuff. My son was slamming stuff at the end of the game because we had the last shot to win and it just didn't go. But you know what? That's the way the old ball bounces. But what about all that college basketball action yesterday, Dorf? What say you? What's your opinions on what happened yesterday in the college basketball world?
Well, San Diego State may have had the best thing happen to them, quite frankly, in getting a loss right before the tournament. I mean, it was a tight game. They had a chance to tie that thing up there at the end of the ball game. UNLV played pretty solid, so give them a little bit of credit. So quite frankly, to me, I don't look at that as all that big of a deal. However, with that being said, the one thing I always question about those schools like the Gonzagas or the San Diego State Universities, I'm sorry, but the level of competition that they play on a week in and week out basis, is that the same competition level that you're seeing in the SEC or the ACC or the Big Ten? I don't know, quite frankly. And ultimately, none of us know until March Madness when all these guys go up against each other and you have 40 minutes to go out there and show what you got. So I just think that ultimately getting a loss is okay. There's no big deal. Like, a lot of people make big deals out of that. I'm not one of those people. Now what you do is you respond from that, you go and you win your conference tournament, and you get right back to business. Like that's how they should handle it. Let's talk a little bit about Arizona State, who you obviously were at the game. You and your son went out there, you checked out the game because it's near and dear to you. Obviously, you're a former Beaver, Oregon State, so you're going to go check that game out. And the crowd was pretty good, man. And that's the one thing I love about college hoops, bro. It's crazy. College hoops, I'm sitting there watching the game yesterday with my girlfriend Katie, and I'm saying, like, when you watch this game, check this out. I said to her, watch, when the home team, when they make a shot or they make a great defensive play, watch how crazy into the game the crowd is going to be. And then I said, watch when the other team, when it's real tight and all of a sudden the other team winds up scoring a bucket and they just silence the crowd. Like, seriously, bro, I have never been to an atmosphere where it's more up and down than a college basketball atmosphere. I'm sorry. And I've gone through football, whether it's NFL or college, I'm sorry, but college basketball, I'm sorry, bro. That to me, that is your most up and down. Your mood swings are all over the frickin' joint. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I absolutely agree, because college basketball is a much more intimate sport. Like, the crowd is right there. They're right off the floor. They're right on top of you. You know, and last night in Tempe, I mean, it was a pretty good-sized crowd. I mean, my son Zach even made the comment. He's like, man, and he goes, Dad, there's more people here for our Oregon State Beavers than there were for USC. And he was a little shocked by that. But I told him, I go, look, that's what happens when you have a 6-game winning streak. Now it's a 7-game winning streak, going. Fans show up. They get the interest in the program, whatever program that is. So that, you know, that's my take on, you know, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of college basketball. But, yeah, I mean, we're getting to that crazy time of the year where the ebbs and the flows and the moans and the groans and the cheering can be like seconds apart. And it's just fun to watch, because I think with you and me, the NCAA tournament, the conference tournament, it's almost like the greatest kind of playoff system that we have in all of sports.
No, it is absolutely the best. I mean, I think the best playoff, if you're just talking pure playoff, I think that goes to NHL hockey. But when you're talking about a tournament, a pure tournament, where all you get is one game, where you advance or you go home, absolutely 100%, I'm going to give it to the men's March Madness tournament in college basketball. It's just fantastic. Okay, so let me ask you this. Looking at a few different things, whether it's, Kansas and Baylor, obviously we saw those two guys go at it neck for neck, blow for blow. Kansas winds up pulling away. Gonzaga, did you see the other night where they were playing San Francisco?
I did not, unfortunately. I did not see that.
Just something kind of crazy. So the line on the game happens to be 16.5 points. Gonzaga has – There's not much time left in the game, okay? Gonzaga winds up having the shot, have to take a shot before the shot clock expires, or they could just let the clock expire because they're going to win this game. The guy not only hits the shot, but he hits a three-pointer, so they wind up covering that spread of 16.5. I just thought that was kind of ironic and really weird and just one of those really bad beats. How you feeling about Dayton, Mike Wilson? What do you think about Dayton?
Well, let's see. I mean – Dayton is another one of those teams that they don't play in a Power Five or don't play in a mid-major, so it's kind of hard to gauge. I mean, they may play in a mid-major, but they're not known for making the tournament. I mean, I think the only thing they're known for is, they're the site for the play-in games, the first four, so to speak, games. But they have, look, this year they got lightning in a bottle. They got guys that are juniors and seniors. They've been around the program for a while. They got a guy that they can kind of move their offense around and stuff. So they're going to be dangerous. It's just going to be one of those things where, you're talking about Gonzaga and the San Diego States of the world are going to kind of come into play when they go up against the big dogs in the tournament. But once again, you and I both know that the tournament itself, you could have the greatest team assembled known to mankind, but if you get stuck in a region with some other high seeds and the matchups aren't great for you, you go down in a ball of flames in 40 minutes. So it'll be interesting to see where all these teams get put, which region, who are possible matchups, because that's going to dictate, maybe how tough it's going to be to get out of your region, how maybe a little easier it may be to get out of your region. So there's a lot to kind of sort out here that will be sorted out in the next few weeks.
Pressure bust pipes, brother. I've said it many times before, but it's so true. And obviously those teams that are supposed to win feel that pressure a lot more than some of those smaller schools that are obviously happy to be there in the first place, but just ready to go, man. Like those guys have nothing to lose. So, all right. So who's the best team in the Pac-12 right now? Is it Arizona State or is it Colorado? Or is it – I don't think it's Oregon anymore. It can't be them, right?
No, I mean, Oregon's right there. I mean, they're a half game out of the lead for the Pac-12. But, look, you look at records, you look who's hot, it's Arizona State. I mean, there's just no doubt to me right now. They're the team in first place. Granted, like I said, it's like a half a game over Colorado, a half a game over Oregon. And when you get to the Pac-12 tournament – the Pac-12 tournament is going to be crazy because there's not one team that you can point to and say, oh, that's the team that's going to win, or they're the overwhelming favorite, or they are the favorite going in to the tournament. But right now, Arizona State with a 7-game winning streak, they play the L.A. schools this week, and then they finish up against the Washington schools. They could certainly have an 11-game winning streak going into the conference tournament. If that is the case, then you got to put ASU as probably the favorite going into the tournament, even though they're right up there right now. But it's going to be one of those things where now you get into the big dance. How far are you going to go? Because they haven't, as far as that program's concerned, they've made the tournament, they've done the play-in games, but they haven't made a run into the tournament, Sweet 16, Elite 8. forever. So this is going to be kind of new territory for Bobby Hurley and his program.
Frieder, talking Frieder years, man. That's been the last time that they've really, really made that kind of noise. I agree. But Bobby Hurley's done a great job. He's really got this program rocking and rolling right now. So hopefully ASU can keep it going. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back and wrap things up for the day. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we come back, always for your listening pleasure, Sunday nights, late night style, 10 p.m. till... It's 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when we start the Sports Overnight America program. So, Mike Wilson, as always, at this time, we give our parting shots. You are up, my friend.
Well, my parting shot is kind of tongue-in-cheek, Dorf, man. I am just thankful to you, to Scott, to everybody, that we in talk any XFL today because I don't want to talk about that stuff. That's just, like I said, it's Walmart hot dogs to great salmon kind of thing with the NFL. But I'm just happy we didn't talk XFL today. That's all.
You know what, man? I'm going to be honest with you. I actually thought that what I happened to see from one of those guys out there on the field on Saturday, if I remember correctly, I think the guy's name is Walker, something, P.J. Walker, the quarterback. That guy was actually not too shabby, man. I was actually impressed with that guy. But I hear what you're saying, my friend. We made it through without having to discuss breaking down XFL football games. That says something. All right, so here's the Dorfman's parting shot. And once again, look, it's going back to that great state of Wisconsin, which is where I'm from. And I saw a great basketball game on Saturday night between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers in the sense of one guy really being the greatest player in the world at this point in time, and that is Giannis Antetokounmpo, not Joel Embiid. So when you go out and you do something like 37-15 or whatever it is against the Brooklyn Nets, and then you clarify that you're the greatest player in the world, and then you lay an egg in Milwaukee 5-18 and 11-44 in the last two, well, I guess you're not the best player in the world, are you? Anyways, for Mike, for Scott, for everybody that listened to us, I'm the Dorfman. Peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf.